Overall travel was down during the peak of the COVID outbreak in New York State, but as restrictions were eased and people were coming out of lockdown, the AAA was noticing a trend. 97% of all summer leisure travel was being done by car.
Some of the top trends AAA's been seeing, based on requests from local travelers, are the Thousand Islands and the Adirondack regions are the top destinations, along with other areas within New York State, such as the Finger Lakes, the Catskills, Chautauqua, Lake George, and the Niagara Falls area.
Brian Murray, travel director for the AAA of Western and Central New York, says that trend is expected to continue this Labor Day weekend and into the fall, with New Yorkers wanting to visit wineries and view changing foliage. Lower gas prices also contributed to the trend. The state's average price per gallon is $2.30. That's 50 cents cheaper than 1 year ago. Todd Ingram, the AAA's fleet manager in central New York, says if you're planning a leisurely road trip, have your vehicle looked at before leaving.
With so many travelers taking summer road trips, we responded to many calls during this summer season. And of course, the most common ones were dead batteries, keys locked in cars, and flat tires. So we want to take this time to remind motorists that you need to have your vehicle checked over by a trusted mechanic before heading out on any road trip in order to avoid any type of mechanical breakdown.
Additional advice includes making sure masks and sanitizer are packed along with the bottled water, snacks, and other emergency gear. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.